Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. Today we follow the order of responsive prayer 2 on page 285 in the Lutheran Service Book. The text is John chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Responsive prayer 2, page 285.
And my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory
be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. After this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a large crowd was following him, because they saw the signs that he was doing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes then, and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him by king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
After Jesus' contention with the Jews in Jerusalem, who did not like that he healed on the Sabbath, nor especially that he equated himself with God the Father and hated him for that, he withdrew across the Sea of Galilee to this place. And great crowds had come to Jesus because he had been healing their sick. It's now late in the day and the people haven't eaten, and you know how you are about dinner time. Jesus puts the question to Philip, "Where will we buy bread for all these people to have something to eat?" Philip despairs, "We don't have enough money to find a bakery who could even feed 5,000 plus people." Andrew finds some food. He brings the little lad with his lunch over, but he despairs too. What is that for so many? So Jesus has the people sit down in the grass. It's a little scene of paradise, you see. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Jesus knows what they need before they need it. He knows they do not have enough to eat and that they will weary on the way home. He is more ready to hear than we to pray and to give more than we either desire or deserve as we pray. So Jesus takes that wee bit of lunch, 5 loaves and 2 fish, gives thanks and hands it to his disciples to distribute it to the crowd. The food begins multiplying in his hands. The disciples distribute it, "Here, take and eat it. How much can I have? Enough to fill you up." And he feeds and feeds and feeds them. Is this not an immoderate miracle? It is an extravagant miracle. We know that the making of the water into the wine, that was extravagant. This is greater. And the crowds of people know it. They recognize what's happened. They say, "This is the prophet who has been promised." And what is their response to that providence? They're going to come and take Jesus by the neck and
make him king. Why would they do that?
Well, they, like you, like free stuff. They like free bread. They like not working. This is the good life. And while they're initially grateful for the gift of a full belly, they quickly turn to abusing the gift. They would exploit it, work it to their advantage. They're going to take Jesus by force, set him up on a throne, and put over his head, King. How great the tyranny of gluttony. How great the fickleness of people's minds. After hearing Jesus preach, after seeing him heal their illnesses, all they really care about is having their bellies filled. They are as Esau was, living for the moment, giving up the blessings of God for a basket of bread and fish. How like 2-year-old children we always are. We're shallow, greedy, grasping children. We want things given to us continually. How often do you think that you deserve something better than what you've got? How often do you think that it is your right to have more? It's the refrain of young and old alike. Give me more cookies. Forgive my loans. Give us free food. Provide for my retirement so I don't have to worry. We grumble and we sulk when we don't get what we think we deserve. Our usual litany, different from the one in the hymnal, are these words, gimme, gimme. In this too is a renewed temptation for Jesus. The devil's temptations in the wilderness rear their heads again, though a little more subtly. You can have anything you want, Jesus, if you're the king. Take what is yours. You can make bread for all these people, not just for yourself, all these people, and you can have a kingdom. You'll have power and glory. But of course, Jesus, get behind me, and withdraws to the mountain to pray. You know, later the crowd would have its way with Jesus. He would be taken by force. They would label him as their king, but it would not happen the way anyone would ever imagine it. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the inscription of the accusation was written above, the King of the Jews. Aren't those beautiful words, though? The King of the Jews. They meant it for evil, for mocking, for his shame, but the words were true nonetheless. In their wickedness and their rebellion, they're right. Jesus is suspended on his throne, thorns encircling his divine brow, just like a crown, and the acclamation put over his head, the King. They have seized him and forced him onto the cross and put his title above his head. They have crucified the Lord of glory. Augustine said, the power of a king is in his glory. The power of a priest is in his weakness. Behold the man. Here is your prophet, your priest, and yes, your king. Here he is lifted up, his power made perfect in weakness. Here his glory is made manifest in his shame. For sinners whose usual thoughts are self-centered and greedy, our King emptied himself and poured the treasure of his forgiveness, all of his kingdom, into your laps. He is always more ready to hear than we to pray, always ready to give when we don't know our need, always pouring out the abundance of his mercy and forgiving us the things of which our conscience is afraid. He is our priest. He is our King, and though taken by force, he graciously and freely gives us everything that's his. Once, man fell by eating that which was forbidden, and it brought death and ashes and dust into our mouths. We are always close to death. When we become aware of it, fear and anxiety grip our hearts. We are afraid of death. It is our last enemy. It is not natural. It is not our friend. But Jesus, our King, comes into our wilderness of sin and feeds us with his body and blood. He restores our souls. His flesh is the bread of life. He who multiplied the loaves and fishes so that the crowds would not perish gives us his body and blood to eat and to drink, that we may not perish but have everlasting life. He is the King, the giver of all good things. We've been singing this week in the psalm, "I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord." In the grassy paradise of the church, the Lord bids us poor, shallow, greedy sinners to take rest, for we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. And he gives us more than we could ever ask. He hears us before we speak. He feeds us when we don't even know that we're hungry. Here in God's house is his peace. This is his holy Jerusalem, and Jesus is our priestly King. And so, dear people of God, rejoice. Rejoice in the immoderate and the extravagant gifts of your God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We pray the Litany, page 288. We include in our prayers our chaplains, Jaime, Mark, and Kyle. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
hear us.
God the Father in heaven,
have mercy.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Save us, good Lord.
Be gracious to us.
Help us, good Lord.
From all sin, from all error, from all evil.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From the crafts and assaults of the devil.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From sudden and evil death.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From pestilence and famine.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From war and bloodshed.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From sedition and from rebellion.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From lightning and tempest.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From all calamity by fire and water.
Good Lord, deliver us.
And from everlasting death.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation,
help us, Lord.
By your holy nativity,
help us, Lord.
By your baptism, fasting, and temptation,
help us, Lord.
By your agony and bloody sweat,
help us, Lord.
By your cross and passion,
help us, Lord.
By your precious death and burial,
help us, Lord.
By your glorious resurrection and ascension,
help us, Lord.
By the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter,
help us, Lord.
In all time of our tribulation,
help us, Lord.
In all time of our prosperity,
help us, Lord.
In the hour of death,
help us, Lord.
And in the day of judgment,
help us, Lord.
We poor sinners implore you
to hear us, Lord.
To rule and govern your holy Christian church,
we implore you to hear us, Lord.
To preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word, and to sustain them in holy living,
we implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To put an end to all schisms and causes of offense,
we implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived,
we implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To beat down Satan under our feet,
we implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To send faithful laborers into your harvest,
we implore you to hear us, good Lord.
And to accompany your word with your grace and spirit,
we implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To raise those who fall and to strengthen those who stand,
we implore you to hear us, good Lord.
And to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed,
we implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To give to all peoples concord and peace,
we implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To preserve our land from discord and strife,
we implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To give our country your protection at every time of need,
we implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To direct and defend our president and all in authority,
we implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To bless and protect our magistrates and all our people,
we implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation,
we implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To protect and guide all who travel.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessings.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To defend all orphans and widows and provide for them.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To free those in bondage.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
And to have mercy on us all.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To give and preserve for our use the kindly fruits of the earth.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
And graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God.
We implore you to hear us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Grant us your peace.
O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy. Amen.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, since you govern and sanctify the whole Christian Church by your Holy Spirit, hear our prayers for all her members. Mercifully grant that by your grace we may serve you in true faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.